Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing, says wonderful love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with grace. Thy bountiful
this time. Dear Father in heaven, we come to you in prayer, giving you praise this evening, this afternoon. Indeed, Father, you are worthy of worship, and we thank you for this opportunity to come and do so. Father, we want to ask you at this time to be with those of our number who are grieving at the loss that they've had in their families. Please be with them and comfort them. Please be with those who are sick as well. Bring them to their health, be your will. And we thank you, Father, for those who have had recoveries. Thank you for all the things that you do for us. Father, we thank you for this congregation that is here. Help us, Father, to be built up in the most holy faith. We give you thanks also, Father, for the elders and deacons that we have. Help us all grow closer to you in love. We ask, Father, that you would be with us now as we continue our worship and give us that home in heaven. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Is there anyone here that wishes to take the Lord's Supper this afternoon? Yes. If you could please turn to number 159. Number 159, when my love to Christ grows weak. After this, Sam will serve those who wish to partake.
Then Lord, I hope to be. you would please raise your hand right after each prayer. Our Father in heaven, Father, we are thankful for all of the many blessings that you've given us. Lord, above all else, we are most grateful for the sacrifice that was made for us. Lord, we ask you now to give us humble hearts so that we may be able to aid in your cause. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Father, once again, we come to you asking you to take us to that scene on the cross. Lord, we ask that you help us to always be able to remember the sacrifice that was made for us. Father, we ask that you help us to, we know that we may never fully fathom the love that it took for this sacrifice, but Father, we ask that you help us to strive to be worth it. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
If you'd like to read with me in your New Testament, I'm going to be reading a few verses from 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. The theme of our song service tonight will be about prayer and different types of prayer in our lives, and hopefully the effect of this is that we'll all be more encouraged to pray and to pray in these different ways, and maybe not pray so generally as is often a temptation, you know, kind of these blanket style prayers that we can start to pray if we you know, get lazy, if we are in fact, you know, growing a little bit weak in our love for Christ. So I'm going to read from 1 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll read about a few different kinds of prayer that Paul talks about. He writes, "First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and apostle, I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. The four types of prayer that we're going to concentrate on tonight are that of entreaty or supplication. And this is basically when we're asking God for something, whether it be on behalf of myself or on behalf of someone else. Now, the second type would be prayer of thanksgiving, and then prayer of praise for God and for Jesus, and of course for the Holy Spirit, and for all that they do for us in our salvation and helping us through life. And fourthly, prayers of confession. So let's keep those in mind as we read various scriptures and sing songs this evening.
If you would like to follow along, I'll be reading Psalm 86, verses 1 through 13. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy, you are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. None are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol.
Please turn to number 63. We'll sing the first, second, and third verses only of number 63. Hey.
Number 74, abide with me.
If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading out of Psalm number 118, starting in verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man.
Number 134. Number 134.
Lord,
Number 644. Number 644. Psalm 118, 644. That stone is made head for stone, which judges his eyes. This is the beauty of the Lord, and wondrous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and sing. Reading Psalm 148. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he has commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the peoples, princes and judges of all the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near him. Praise the Lord.
Number 2. Number 2.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah from the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah. Praise him.
number 21. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
Praise the Lord, ye heavens,
which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our next reading will be in Psalms chapter 32, verses 1 through 7. Psalms 32, 1 through 7. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groanings all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance.
Please turn in your books to number 633. Number 633. How long has it been? Number 633. How long has it been since you
in season.
You'll turn to number 272. Number 272. We'll be singing that song in a minute or two as a song of encouragement. It's my hope and prayer that this service has been encouraging to each and everybody here. I hope that we can take these thoughts of these songs and the scriptures that were read and incorporate them into our prayer lives. And especially this week, let's take all these thoughts home with us and see if it makes a difference in our prayer life as we strive to make entreaties to God, as we thank Him for all He has done for us, as we praise Him for His creation and for His blessings, and as we confess our sins to Him. So often I find myself only asking, and whenever I do come around and realize that I need to be praising and thanking Him more, I notice that not only do my prayers get better, but my spiritual life as a whole gets better. And I hope that we can all take these thoughts with us. If you're here tonight and maybe your prayer life hasn't been what it should be, or maybe you haven't yet been able to make that covenant with God in baptism so that your prayers can be truly, truly effective, then that time for you may be now to come forward and to ask for the prayers of this church or to be baptized into Christ. And if any of those are your needs this afternoon, and we can help you in any way, why don't you come forward as we stand and sing.
Jesus, the loving shepherd, brought me now to come into the fold of safety, where there is rest and room. Come in the strength of manhood, come in the morn of youth.
Here tonight. Pray that everyone is safe on their drive home, especially with who knows what kind of parties are going on tonight and what people are going to be consuming. So let's all just be careful. And we'll ask Bill to lead us in a word of closing prayer, and we'll be dismissed.
Will you bow with me, please? Our most covenant, loving and kind Heavenly Father, once again, we come to thee in prayer, thanking thee, Father, for everything that you do for us. We know all things do come from thee. Father, we thank you for this time spent in thy service, and we pray that everything is said and done at this time have been in accordance with thy will. Father, we ask your prayer for those, as mentioned, who are sick. Be with them and comfort them. Bring them back to their health. It be thy will. Father, we ask our prayer for our troops overseas. Keep them safe and bring them home as soon as possible. Father, who was now as we depart this place, and be with us till we meet again. For these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.